Unit 5, page 50, exercise 2.
Who needs animals? You'll probably never see a tardigrade unless you're a biologist with a microscope. They are about 1 millimeter long, and their common name is the water bear. They live in or near water, and they have been around on Earth for more than 500 million years. The amazing thing about these tiny animals is that they are incredibly tough. They can survive in boiling hot water and also in freezing temperatures of minus 270 degrees Celsius. They can even survive in space. They have the ability to become dormant and then become active again after many years. All of this makes them very interesting for scientists who are investigating how we might survive on other planets in the future. Water bears are probably the toughest creatures on Earth. But many other animals have their own survival secrets. Look at frogs, for example. Why are they always so clean and shiny? Well, scientists have found that there are chemicals on a frog's skin that protect it from bacteria, and that we can use the same chemicals to make strong antibiotics. Researchers have also found useful chemicals in the venom of some very deadly animals, such as the Brazilian pit viper. However, small quantities of the venom can be very good for blood and heart problems, and more than 40 million people around the world take medicines that come from this snake. So while about 100,000 people die from snake bites each year, their venom also saves millions of lives. We are finding more and more fascinating things in nature's pharmacy. But at the same time, many species are disappearing. Between 200 and 2,000 species become extinct every year. This is a dramatic and tragic statistic, and the effects on humans could also be dramatic. Many species of animal are important for our own survival. Bees, for example, are essential for the cultivation of many fruits. But there has been a huge decrease in the bee population in recent years. This is because of disease, but also because of chemicals that farmers are using on the land. Unfortunately, some of the greatest threats to animal survival come from human activity. From medicines to cultivation, the link between animals and human survival is clear. We must choose to protect them and to protect the environment we live in. If not, it'll be a very lonely world for the water bears.